Hey, you want that to go?
Bunch of news takeouts this morning at the takeout counter. Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, and Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen with sports. We've got a sort of a sports business kind of intersection here with Tiger Woods and all his endorsements. We've got to talk about Louise with Louise about that in a moment. But first, you know, I read this story that Harvard is cutting back on, like, hot food in the cafeterias.
Yes.
And I went, who cares?
Who cares?
Then I looked deeply into it, and it affects degree programs of people who normally would end up in leadership positions in public policy. Explain how Harvard's budget problems might have social impacts.
So yesterday, Harvard Law School said they're going to end a program that they started just recently in 2008, where they were giving the third-year tuition to free for people who would go into public interest law, just the kind of thing you might want Harvard students to do.
And you might want now in this recession
People
are vulnerable.
And by the way, these students may want those public interest jobs more now because they can't get corporate law jobs.
Right.
But this said to me, what's happening to students at all these other universities who are less rich in their endowment than Harvard? You know, they probably are also rethinking how much help they can give to their students to go do things in our government when we need smart people in government and go do things as public defenders. And so, again, it shows the tough trade-offs.
And the university is a huge training ground for the public sector in public interest
That's right.
law
and Harvard's
in social
president,
work.
Actually, they have a new president who's been speaking publicly about the importance of getting more people from Harvard to go to government rather than to Wall Street.
It's not exactly a public interest story, but Tiger Woods paid a $164 fine. How much of an impact will it have on his marketing deals, do you think? He already was found in a Cadillac,
right.
not a Buick. Endorser.
So, you know, he is one of the most popular celebrities in ads, one of the most sought after. He works for Accenture and Buick, as you mentioned. And the thing that I think will happen is the companies will watch. The companies are not going to pull these endorsements right away because they're going to see how this plays over time. If they pulled the endorsement now, they wouldn't be able to get him later.
Right.
But the real problem for him is he has cultivated a real kind of clean image. He's the boy next door and sports.
And stable.
And
you know,
stable.
He's like American Express's face. You know, financial stability.
Stable.
Tiger Woods, reliability.
And the problem is he's not one of the bad boys. You know, if this were Andre Agassi early in his career or
right.
Dennis Rodman, this is the kind of thing that wouldn't ruffle anyone. But does this fit with his image with these advertisers?
See, she says she knows nothing about sports. Did you notice she said Dennis Rodman?
She did.
That was business. Yeah. Business.
Okay. But, you know, since we're speaking of people who have kind of a bad boy reputation, let's talk about Allen Iverson with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. He signed a one-year deal with the Philadelphia 76ers. Is this going to help out the 76ers?
It definitely will help out the 76ers, actually, because they have a guard named Lewis Williams who broke his jaw. So they pulled him in because they were in a dire need. So it's a perfect situation and a perfect fit for Allen Iverson and the Philadelphia.
So let's check on the NBA. There's obviously a lot of games in the NBA season, maybe a little bit early to start making predictions, but you're liking the Knicks.
Well, okay, so I'm going to go real quick to the Lakers.
Like
the Lakers, real quick. The Lakers have won 7 in a row.
7 in a row, baby.
And they're 14-3, which is the best record in the NBA. The best record in the NBA was previously held by the Phoenix Suns, who last night were beaten in the Garden by the New York Knicks.
No, by some other team that didn't look like the New York Knicks.
The Knicks probably had their best, a buddy of mine said they had their best win in 10 years.
Wow.
The way that they were shooting the basketball, the way that they were rebounding and playing defense, they looked like the Phoenix Suns. Coach D'Antoni was coaching his former team, and let's hear from one of the players.
We've been playing good games against really good teams, top teams, and losing. So playing this against Phoenix is one of the top teams of the league. It's just great for us.
That was Danilo Gallinari, who's the forward for the Knicks. They brought him in. Coach D'Antoni said he's the best pure shooter he's ever seen. He dropped 27 points last night.
Wow.
He was shooting threes from all over the court. When he shoots these, they're like, Gallo for three. People love Danilo Gallinari.
So 126-99. That was a huge
score. Is this a sign of a turnaround for the Knicks, though? Is this just a shot in the dark?
Well, I think the turnaround is really, are they going to present themselves as a package to so they can pick up new players coming in? So we'll see. I think it was a good showcase of their skills and their talent. And then the NBA right now is getting into a groove, and you're starting to see which teams are the best teams. The Lakers are clearly the best team in the NBA. Orlando's the best team in the East. The Celtics are still in the mix. Cleveland, of course. And now the Phoenix Suns go tonight and play Cleveland. And
we'll
that's why
that
maybe they didn't play so well last night.
Okay.
They were playing
Ibrahim
Cleveland.
Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor. Thanks, Ibrahim. Hey,
good. Final takeout is something of a healthcare town meeting convened by D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillick yesterday. He told us about a new report from the Congressional Budget budget office describing cost savings from health care reform. It was an opportunity for some of you to suggest a better way.
The problem is the insurance industry itself is parasitic and takes 31 cents out of every dollar. Single payer would do it for about 3 cents or less and cover everybody for the same amount of money we're spending now with the same type of coverage. It's a far more efficient way of doing business. And what's going on now is the biggest scam that makes Bernie Madoff look like a Boy Scout in comparison.
Nick in New Jersey loved the single payer idea, while Paul, calling us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, blamed healthcare's ills on the profit motive.
Why is no one looking at the profitability of all the health insurance companies? If, in fact, premiums go up and doctor payments go down, why is the cost of caring and administrating health for millions and millions and millions of Americans based on how much profit each company can draw out of the system?
Okay, so just to set the record straight here, as far as profits go, the insurance industry does not break records. It ranks somewhere in the middle of about 215 different industries. But we talked yesterday with Takeaway's work-life contributor, Beth Koblenner. She told us that getting a pink slip from your company doesn't necessarily mean it's the end of your time there. You might get hired back at another job at the same company. But one of you thought that was wackadoo.
Companies do not want to hire back the same people they just laid off at half or two-thirds of the salary. Why? Because those people remember what it was like making a decent living, and they're human. They're going to, on some level, resent becoming peons. Take that away.
And we keep getting stories about a conflict-free diamond. One listener wrote to our site, "My husband and I are scientists. The diamonds that we purchased were made in a Massachusetts lab using a process called chemical vapor disposition. It completely appealed to the nerd in me." Give us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.